experienced in terms of being put down and bullied is likely enormous. There is a good chance that your entire childhood was spent with you being told the many reasons as to why you were a bad person and why you were not good enough. You were probably told that you were not deserving, not pretty, not smart, not worthy, and many other untrue things that were said to get you to stop bringing attention to yourself. By making you feel horrible about yourself, your mother could feel confident that you would stay quiet and hidden all on your own so that she did not have to attempt to do it for you. She also would not have to take responsibility for dragging your name through the mud or spreading bad rumors about you, which is a common narcissistic behavior known as smearing. In some ways, your mom may even have used your low self-esteem to increase her sense of importance, such as by bragging about how she had to stand up for you or try to build you up in certain situations because you lack self-esteem. Of course, she would never mention that your lack of self-esteem came from her in the first place, because this would take away from her perfect image. As an adult, you may now experience chronic shame around everything in your life, even when you know it is not needed. You might hold yourself to unreasonably high standards, feel guilty about things that are normal human experiences, and attempt to behave like a superhuman because you have been told that you are not good enough. These behaviors are likely both an effort to be seen as a good person and an effort to avoid being abused any further, because in your childhood, you would be abused if you did not fight to achieve these unreasonable standards. This shame is extremely toxic, painful, and life-altering, which is why we are going to spend so much time addressing and healing it in part 2 of this book. Childhood abuse may lead to adulthood abuse or toxic relationship patterns. Any form of childhood abuse can lead to children growing up and entertaining abusive and toxic relationships, and a child abused by a narcissist is no different. It is possible that as an adult, you are now finding yourself in many toxic relationships, or relationships that are even downright abusive. You might feel like you have some sort of hidden signal that somehow calls in people who will take advantage of you, bully you, or abuse you through narcissism in your adult life. Many daughters of narcissistic mothers feel as though they cannot get away from narcissism, even though they were sure that leaving their childhood homes would suffice. The reason why you may be experiencing toxic or abusive relationships now in adulthood is that you have never been taught boundaries or important self-care steps in life. Being raised by someone who commanded you to live your entire life based on her needs and desires has resulted in you not knowing how to fully stand up for yourself and take care of yourself in relationships now. This may be painful to admit, but indeed, it is likely the reason why this is happening. If you notice that you seem to be surrounded by people who abuse you or take advantage of you, and you cannot seem to understand why this happens, there is a good chance that it is a product of your groomed behaviors. You may reflect some of your mother's symptoms. As a daughter of a narcissist, this can be one of the more scary symptoms that you may face. It is one thing to feel unsafe with others, but to feel unsafe within yourself and to recognize yourself behaving in ways that you do not like can be downright terrifying. There is a chance that now, as an adult, you reflect some of your mother's symptoms, and this can lead to an intense fear that you are going to become abusive towards someone you love, just like she did. You may not understand why these behaviors exist or have any clarity around how far they will develop, leaving you feeling powerless and as though it may be inevitable for you to follow in her damaging footsteps. Believe it or not, even though many people do not like to talk about this point, it is quite common in those who survive narcissistic abuse from a parent specifically. The reason for this symptom is that as a child, you are supposed to be raised by a nurturing guardian who can guide you to learn how to navigate various parts of life.